hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
Look at this. I didn't even know that why my microphone was muted there. I don't even know why my microphone was muted. But ladies and gentlemen, yeah, it's kind of crazy how that happened. But ladies and gentlemen, we already know we got information. BlockFi and FTX, two cryptocurrency exchanges. Well, FTX is a cryptocurrency exchange. BlockFi was doing something with credit with cryptocurrencies, and they both filed for bankruptcy. But our first level of thinking, you know, we automatically going to think that, hey, cryptocurrencies is going bad. It's a horrible thing. This is horrible. We knew it was a scam. And it's easy to beat up any asset class on our first level of thinking. Any asset class, look at stocks. Stocks are the worst thing in the world. Look at them down 20% a year. Amazon is bad. Google is going down. Facebook, all the tech companies, NASDAQ. Look at real estate. Interest rates are going up. You got inflation. You got Amazon doing layoffs. Another company I just saw was doing some major layoffs, you know, economical slowdown. So it's easy to beat up somebody when you are talking about, it's easy to beat up somebody when they're doing bad. But let's take a deeper dive. Let's use our second level of thinking and to see what the heck did they file. Did they file chapter 7, 13, 11, 10? And what does that mean? This could be a good thing. So let's, first of all, let's head on and roll over to the, and if you're coming in live, ladies and gentlemen, tell me where y'all are from. So here we are. We got the official announcement, November 28th, which was yesterday, I believe, right? So you got BlockFi. Here we are. Here I am. It's like 1 o'clock on the East Coast and midnight. Of course, I'm up reading this type of stuff. So BlockFi commenced restructuring proceedings to stabilize business and maximize volume for all clients and stakeholders. Files voluntary petition for Chapter 11 protection to preserve client value and to preserve and to pursue recoveries on a counterparty obligation. This is coming from Jersey City, New Jersey, November 28, BlockFi Incorporated and 8 of its affiliates today commenced voluntary case of under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code in the United States Bankruptcy Court, District of New Jersey, to stabilize the business. Provide the company with the opportunity to, customate a comprehensive reconstruction transaction that maximizes the value for all clients and other stakeholders, right? So let's first thing we're going to look at it. What the heck is Chapter 11 bankruptcy? So let's do a quick Google search here, and I'm going to share this with you. They are talking about filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So let's take a look. What is that? What does that mean? You got Chapter 11, Chapter 7, 13. 7 and 13 are the two big ones. So let me share this with y'all. Let me stop sharing the screen. Y'all give me 1 second. Let's share the screen. And here we are right here, Chapter 11. So this is a quick Google search on what is Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This chapter of bankruptcy code generally provides for reorganization, utilizing involving a corporation or partnership. A Chapter 11 debtor usually proposes a plan of reorganization to keep the business alive and pay creditors over time. People and business or individuals can seek relief under Chapter 11. This is coming from the uscourts.gov, right? So right here, Chapter 11 is a reorganization to keep the business alive. So first thing we see, BlockFi filed for bankruptcy. Everybody think the company's going away. It's a bad thing. On top of that, you saw FTX. Hey, we're filing bankruptcy. It's a bad thing. That's what it sounds like. Plus on top of that, cryptocurrencies are down. I knew it was a scam. It was a bad thing. This goes back to an episode I did with James Fortland, a great mentor and friend of mine, who says something very profound in the cryptocurrency world. I was reading this book called The Greatest Trade Ever and by Justin Livermore. And what he told me, he said, Prince, pay attention to something. Cryptocurrencies are in need of the Buttonwood Agreement. The Buttonwood Agreement, if you don't know what the Buttonwood Agreement is and was, please take the time to look it up. Let's look it up here. You know, since I got my Google machine open, Buttonwood agreement, right? Or as it could be a conspiracy, right? The Buttonwood Agreement is the founding document of what is now known as the New York Stock Exchange, and is one of the most important financial documents in U.S. history. And it was done up on a Buttonwood tree that's supposedly in front of the New York Stock Exchange, where they put a Buttonwood tree. So they sat down before this. You had, it was a black market. People did what they wanted, unregulated, but they came with a Buttonwood Agreement to sit down and say, hey, this is how this thing is going to run. This is how we're going to do things. This is how things are going to happen, right? Now you fast forward to Jesse Livermore, the greatest trader ever is the name of the book. He spoke about the time before the markets became heavily regulated in the 30s and 40s. And before that, all that unregulation led to what we know as the Great Depression in 1929. Prince, why are you telling us this? This is what I think. Cryptocurrencies need to sit down and have some type of governance, some type of guidance, some type of structure or way of doing business, because currently it's the Wild Wild West. Who knows what these tokens and coins are, NFTs, who is it backed by? Do they really exist? Do they really have value? What is going on? So I believe that Uncle James told me, hey, Prince, they need a Buttonwood Agreement. And as I'm seeing these fallouts happen, these may be the thing leading up to what we need of a Buttonwood Agreement. Now let's roll on over and let's take a look at not only BlockFi. And let's take a look at, who was the next one? Yeah, let's take a look at FTX. Let's see what they're talking about. Right? Let's see what they're talking about. Here we go. Let's share. Let me stop sharing this one. Let me share the next screen here. Right? And here we are. So there we go. See, we got 30-something people here live in the building. Thank y'all. Shout out to y'all. I wish I had my mixing board. But here it is, FTX. All it says is on November 11, 2022 and November 14, 2022, FTX LDT and 101 affiliate debitors each filed for voluntary petition for relief under the Chapter 11 of the United States Code of Bankruptcy, you know, in Delaware, right? I don't know why so many companies are, I don't know why so many companies are up in Delaware because of tax purposes, but hey, up in Delaware. So the cases were pending and would be heard up under the Honorable John T. Dorsey. Okay, so you look at this. They filed Chapter 11 as well. So right here, this could be, I think that with all these companies going out, you know, the foreign exchange, the FTX, the BlockFi, all these companies, probably going to be some more as cryptocurrencies are down. It's like this, right? Why haven't we seen, this is going to be another episode, but you got to ask yourself this question. Why do you think we have not seen foreclosures in the housing market? In 2008, when the housing market took a dive and unemployment shot up through the roof, you saw so many people who couldn't pay their mortgages and they foreclosed. As you look now, when we went into the pandemic, you didn't really see foreclosures. We haven't seen any foreclosures right now. Unemployment's at a 50-year low at 3.5%. But we know with the massive layoffs and interest rates and things like that, unemployment could start to creep up. But we haven't seen any foreclosures. This is why. Because let's say, take me for example, I brought my house for $400,000 and now they're saying it's worth $600,000, right? So if I ran into a hard time today or tomorrow where I could not afford my mortgage, you know what I would do? I would just sell my house and take the equity, right? My house is, brought it for $400, I owe $300 and something on it. It's worth $600, just sell it, take the money and move on with my life, right? No biggie, that's what people are doing. People who are having hard times in real estate, in most cases, they're just selling for profits. See what happened back in 08, you saw many people, they were upside down in their house. For prime example, that's like me. I paid $400 for my house, but my house is only worth $300. I'm hitting a hard time. I'm like, well, if I sell it, I'm going to be for a loss. If I keep it, I'm losing. So I walk away. I foreclose. I short sell. Do whatever I got to do to get from under the house. That's why you saw so many short sales and foreclosures back then, but you're not seeing them now because the housing market, even though it's cooling off, is still up overall for the most part because why go through the foreclosure process? Why do a short sale when I can just sell it and take the profit, right? So, and I went to tell you that to as you look at what's going on now with BlockFi, These are chapter 11. They didn't do chapter 7. Why have you guys and girls here? Let's take a look at it. What is chapter 7 bankruptcy? And you will notify, you will notice a difference. Chapter 11. That's 11, 7 here. Chapter 7 bankruptcy. The chapter bankruptcy code that provides liquidation, the sale of debtors' non-exempt properties, the distribution of proceeds to creditors. This is like, hey, liquidation. Get all the money you can. Pay the people who can. Rob people to pay Paul. Liquidate whatever you can. Hey, stores closing. Everything must go. That's what most people think when they hear the word of Chapter 7. BlockFi, BlockFi, and FTX, and their debtors and all these other people that's around them, you're noticing they're all doing 11. They're reorganizing their debt. They haven't gone to 7 as of yet, right? Because they want to keep things. They're keeping the business open. They're just trying to reorganize to be able to grow the business, which may lead to may become a good thing to help formulate the business. On the natural onset bankruptcy, cryptocurrencies are down. They're doing horrible. You're seeing these firms file bankruptcies. I knew it. It was a scam. It was a bad thing. But this could be the very thing that this entire industry needed, that Buttonwood agreement. Why do you think they came with a Buttonwood agreement that set the stage for the New York Stock Exchange? It set the stage for the New York Stock Exchange because you had all type of scandalous things going on. And it's my belief that's why Jesse Livermore killed himself in the book, The Greatest Trader Ever, because he traded in an unregulated market where it was built upon who you knew, who had access, who knew what. Once the regulations came in after the Great Depression, the whole entire market changed. And you couldn't do all of this pump and dumps as easily and manipulate markets because you had so many regulators in play. So then, if cryptocurrencies become regulated, does it have any value? Because that's the whole mantra of cryptocurrencies, right? Blockchain, I get it. The whole mantra of cryptocurrencies, I remember correctly, everybody said that it doesn't have to be, it can't be traced, it's unregulated, nobody knows what it is. The man, Big Brother, can't look at it. But if it gets that Buttonwood agreement that it needs, would it really have value? So that's what I want you guys and girls to think about. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? So many people act like it was a bad thing that you saw BlockFi and that you saw cryptocurrencies. Now, BlockFi and FTX and all these cryptocurrencies in a dismay, but they did not file Chapter 7. They filed Chapter 11 to reorganize their debt. And as they fight to reorganize their debt, would this lead to a Buttonwood agreement of the cryptocurrency world, which in return would be a good thing? Y'all let me know what y'all think in the comment boxes. I thank y'all for tuning in. Until the next video podcast, y'all already know what to do. Hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. If it is, it's a given season. If you like what I do with educating kids and you purchased and heard and read of my books, Wesley Learns to Invest, Wesley Learns About Credit, Wesley Learns About Insurance, and you like those and you want to help me get those into the hands of more people, I am being matched up to 10 grand by the Contribute app. Every dollar you donate will be matched up to 10 grand by the Contribute, and I will get my books into the hands of kids all across the globe. Well, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Late night show, and I'm seeing that there's 30 people in here. Thank y'all for tuning in. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else y'all see me do across the globe, y'all know my name is Prince Dykes. I'm the Prince of Investing. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. Thank you.